Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 16th, the day after tax day.
Oh my gosh. Is that what it is?
No, it was yesterday, April 15th.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, you guys.
National days.
Not really anything cool. Bean counter day.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait a minute now. Bean counter.
Our tax counter.
That makes sure you get paid every, whenever we pay you
our
guys.
CPAs that do taxes, we appreciate them counting the beans because if they do it correctly, that means possibly we don't have to pay so much or we may even get money back.
There you go. Okay, what's the other one?
National Pathway Day.
Pathway.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Well, that can mean a lot of things. Pathways to hope, pathways to, lucky leprechaun.
Finding your path out of the studio here?
Yeah.
National wear your pajamas to work day.
Whoa. Oh, okay, well, I remember
okay,
this
now,
last
why
year.
Didn't I know that before I came to work today?
I'm on the very bottom of the list.
Oh, well. Okay. Good morning, Linda.
I remember them, us.
Did you wear pajamas too?
No.
No.
Well, let me think.
Should we wear what we sleep in to work?
No, but okay. I may have, and I bet you in some workplaces that is kind of a kitschy fun thing. Wear your pajamas to work day. It's an official day and bring up potluck and we're all going to sit around in our, PJs and slippers. That's kind of a cute idea, actually, if you're, to break up the monotony in an office workspace.
It depends on what the...
Must be long, no.
Must cover everything.
I don't even know if this generation knows what a penwa is, but no penwa is allowed.
Can't see through them.
Yes.
Must be undergarments.
Yes, yes.
we never, in the Marine Corps, I don't know if I should even tell the story.
Probably think about it if you say
when
that.
When we were training, this was back in 1979. And I was at the station at the basic school where we trained lieutenants. And where every lieutenant becomes a second lieutenant comes to the basic school. Every lieutenant, even graduating from the Naval Academy, no matter where they were from, they came to the basic school for 6 months. And we taught them to work as teams. They got all their uniforms. And at the end of it, some of them had guarantees to go into aviation, but everybody else was kind of like fighting for their MOS, what job they were going to have. And you got that by where you were in the class, and we divided the class by thirds. So everybody had a chance. You got officers, and they're all good officers. I mean, they're fighting for the top 10%, and the top 10% might be running like a 98.56, and the next would be 98.57. So, I mean, it was very competitive. Anyway, but they wanted to experiment by putting women lieutenants in with male lieutenants. Way before the Marine Corps ever got into the, decades before, just to see what would happen.
All right.
It didn't work out. I mean, the women consistently did better on test.
Okay.
But they were consistently more injured.
Okay.
Consistently more injured. We had to change some of the standards about how far we could run and these things. But they went through all the, they went through the obstacle course. They shot, they fired on the rifle range and all these. Anyway, so one day we were out and we were working and the lieutenants took off their utility jackets because they all have t-shirts underneath. Well, it was readily apparent that several of the women were not wearing bras out there. And so ended up with everybody having to put their jackets back on. Somebody their utility jackets back on. And it's up to then, it never been the thought that they wouldn't be wearing undergarments, foundation garments, bras.
Mm-hmm.
But on that day, because everybody was sweaty and everything, it became almost like a wet T-shirt contest, which made the women uncomfortable. Because when one person takes off their jacket, we all take off our jackets, that kind of thing. So, again, teaching uniformity and, so.
Are the guys, as part of their regulation, is that they have to wear skivvies?
You're supposed to wear undergarments.
Okay, so the guys have to wear skivvies.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't the women have to wear skivvies?
They did, but some of them weren't wearing bras.
Okay, well, I would think.
You know what? It was hot weather. I don't. Right. You know what? I all did right. not question the reasoning okay. behind it. All right.
Well, we just have an interesting visual with that this morning, Carl. This is how we're starting Free Fire Radio this morning.
I've got a story on Hooters.
No,
I do. I thought Hooters was in bankruptcy and they were shutting down. No,
yeah.
You know what Hooters is doing?
What?
They are getting more conventional. They're going to stop the bikini nights. They're going to want to get more people in, have a little, I'm going to talk about
no,
that.
No, wait a minute. Let me tell you my story in Hooters. You were not with
it's
me.
Going an upgrade.
My brother had his birthday party.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. And his kids were there and the staff was there. And little kids were running around on those pink little tricycles, those plastic tricycles. Oh, I couldn't believe it. This is in Sacramento. All over Hooters. It was family night. And the girls just were basically, They were shorts and t-shirts, and it's not anything that a cheerleader or a volleyball player or anybody wouldn't wear. So it was just like they took this funny twist on it. My brother had a big birthday party, and I'll never forget again. Balls rolling around, like a jump place for the kids. And this had to be, I think it was either you were busy or this was 15 years ago.
More than that.
All right, well.
You told me that story when I met you.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, they're going to make them more acceptable to mainstream society. They talk about how they're reorganizing and restructuring. He says that he saw Hooters of America run restaurants straying from the original founder's vision and making changes that were inconsistent with the brand, including uniform modifications and differing standards from location to location. For over 2 years, we've been complaining. We only had standing to complain. Now they own it, this guy says. Shorts, as conceived, were more of an athletic look. Somewhere along the line, they went to more revealing shorts. Mm. Shorts, which does not jibe with neighborhood restaurant that some families chose to frequent. We don't want to have a butt cheek in your plate.
Well, do you remember Charlie's
Angels? The shorts
Angels?
Are supposed to be sized to fit properly. They're supposed to be athletic, not so much sexual.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
In the 70s, it was short shorts. It just was. I mean, they were little, they were terra cloth, short shorts, and, it was just, and Adidas, and clinging shirts. This was kind of and big hair. I wonder if they have a Mama Hooters or a Grandma Hooters. Maybe I could be a door greeter.
It means you've got to cater to more than the 18 to 50-year-old male clientele. We want the kids. We want the families. We want the over 60 crowd. We want the college students.
Why not?
The best way to do that is to appeal to all those different demographics.
Yeah, well, if
you don't want to walk in after a little league game with your team and have a bikini contest
in
the store.
Well, if it's good food and it's family friendly, it could be a great hang. I never went to the weather. It's going to be 78 today. It's currently 54 outside. Beautiful. I went out early this morning, and it was a little bit of damp. So I don't know if we had showers last night. I can't see that or a slight chance of showers last night.
It was just a lot of
But it was beautiful. There's still like stars poking through, and I knew it was going to be somewhat cloudy. But it looks like we're going to have sunny days with about 78 tonight overnight. tonight. Lows will be 54. Tomorrow is calling for sunny with a 79, and Thursday night mostly clear, overnight 42. Hey, as we're looking through this, you know, the beautiful weather ahead of us, it's all the way through Sunday, 79, 79, 81. And, of course, if you're going out to the rodeo, be prepared if you're in the sun at the Red Bluff Roundup. You know, this is the time now to really pull out your sunblock, make sure that it's up to date, because, you know, everything, like anything that sits around after a while gets old. So that's why we always say move your body. Speaking of, I'm sorry, it all seems to piggyback off each other. Anyway, and the weather is brought to you by our friends down in Anderson. That's the Kinney family. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a veteran-owned company where they always welcome and give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 is how you get a hold of them. And, again, they're down there right off the turnaround, the turnabout. I was up at the doggy park the other day, and this gal, I was looking, she had a big shepherd. And I looked at her, and we were walking out together. I said, oh, black car. You know, because I know with my white car and my black interior, my life will never be the same now that I have Buford in my life, which I wouldn't change for anything. But it does, you know, change how you're...
He sheds enough to make a chihuahua every day. You could cover a chihuahua with the amount of hair this dog sheds.
So she said, and we're running over time, that she was side completely, car was sideswiped in the turnaround, in the turnabout there over by Costco. And yeah. She had to get a new car. So she got the black car because that's what was available or something. Oh, really? And it's not the first time I've heard about that.
We had somebody came in and said there's been no reported accidents. And somebody, you know, we had a guest saying that. And a caller comes in. He said, hey, look, I work for the city department. He says, we have lots of, this is when it first opened. Oh, no, we have wrecks all the time down there. And he goes on, he tells like about four stories, you know, and things like this, people getting sideswiped because they can't quite figure out, you know,
right.
A turnabout work or turning thing, circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, roundabout.
Roundabout.
Only works if people are polite to each other.
And they understand it, but I don't know in driving.
But if you're not polite, it's going to be carnage.
And when you're taking your driver's test, I'm not really sure if when you are taught to drive in the old, before these, there's two of them now in Reading.
There's more than that.
But I'm saying that it wasn't really, it's just something that's been introduced more so now. I mean, we got more than that because we've got one down the street on Magnolia or somewhere in there. But that's in a neighborhood. This is like a major thorough section.
Yeah.
So,
well,
anyway, we got to take a break.
But it's the whole thing is training and people understanding because they've had them in Europe for decades and decades. Who knows? Maybe a century. And they don't seem to be having the problems that we do in that one little, you know, that one we have over there by Costco. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local board of directors. Founded about 18 years ago, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. It's the cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. We do all of our business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. And they are merging with Plumas, which means there will be 19 branches that we can go to and still get great service. And it was Plumas was founded in Quincy. And so it, too, is kind of a smaller local bank then, and now you'll have branches ranging from Reno all the way down here, of course, to Red Bluff. So, Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Ready, focused on you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Wait a minute. Keep playing that. You got to be part of this game.
Pump it up, baby.
To the side. There you go.
Okay, I want to do a shout-out to Jim. Hey, Jim, we just want to, you know, we're sending you a big love through the airwaves.
Jim Brunner.
Yeah, and also I want to do a shout-out to Joan. Joan, the other night that we did the Chicks and Chaps Monday night when we did the release of the beer at Woody's, we had a
which was a great event.
Yeah, we had a private event. Well, it was really open to the public, so it wasn't private. So, but the thing is that they weren't open for the public.
They're never open on Mondays.
Right. So, but public was welcome to come in. We just had a limited, like, you know, a sandwich and some, you know.
A BLT.
Stuff. Yeah.
Great BLT.
Right. And then the beer, I'm not a beer drinker, but it was a light lager, and it was, really good. Really, really good. People who don't really drink beer that were there, you know, tried it and liked it. Anyway, long story short is that, you know, you got to meet the people, and Joan came in, and I said, Joan, I didn't know who she was, and I said, how did you hear about this event? She says, well, I've listened to you guys. And I was like, oh,
she listens
so
every day.
Sweet.
So she has to stream it. So most of the time she listens to it on our archives, which is cool the way it works. So yeah, we really appreciate it. I gave her a shout out yesterday too. Because we appreciate every one of you listeners. We'd love to talk to you. And she gave me an idea for a guest, and I'm going to reach out to him and get you, Ken Murray. You know, Ken's still around here and he is still sharp. So we need to bring him on the show. But yeah, a big shout out to Jim Bremer. It was his birthday on, I want to say Monday, maybe.
You say Ken Murray's still sharp. I don't, just, it's like, you know, we forget because we've been here for, you know, we're going to be married 18 years and I've been in Reading for over 20 now, which just blows my mind. And in this house, the one and only house in Reading. And so when you think, you know, I mean, we're all aging, but we don't think of ourselves as aging. You know, when we say that Ken Murray, he's doing great. He's doing great, you know. And so when you have somebody say, please have Ken come on, I really miss him. I think that is wonderful. Almost like some people, there's a lot of people we hear about Jimbo, missing Jimbo, you know, and Sue's doing the morning. And so we need to get Jimbo and Sue on. What, you know, just to bring in some old time, like oldies. It's so important to pay homage to people who were like, carried a very important time in our community.
Well, somehow you just blew past Jim Bremer. Didn't even know you brought him up. He was our original engineer.
Yes.
Back when we were starting the station, he helped put the station together back in 2009 and has come back to us for the last few years, and you know, it's part time, and you know, whenever he wants to come in, essentially. But he listens to all the shows, so Jim, there's a big shout out to you, buddy, and we miss you and want you to come back here and lead our fledgling engineers down the correct path. Okay, commercial salmon fishing has not going to happen again in California.
What?
Yeah, facing a continued collapse of the Chinook salmon. Officials in California shut down California's commercial salmon fishing season for an unprecedented third year in a row. Recreational salmon fishing will be allowed for only brief windows of time this spring, and it'll be the first year that any sport fishing of Chinook has been allowed since 2022. So, no salmon caught off California can be sold to retail consumers and restaurants for at least another year. And then, it's an environmental disaster from a salmon standpoint. From the fishing industry, it's human tragedy and an economic disaster, said Scott Artis, executive director of the Golden State Salmon Association. An industry that has lobbied for river restoration and improved hatchery programs. And so this has been going on for years, deteriorating conditions, and it's now put hundreds of commercial fishermen and sport fishing boat operators out of work and affected thousands of people in communities and industries reliant on processing, selling, and serving locally caught salmon. So, and some experts fear the conditions in California have been so poor for so long that Chinook may never rebound to fishable levels. Others remain hopeful for a major recovery if the amounts of water diverted to farms and cities are reduced and wetlands kept dry by flood control levees are restored. So here it goes. It's going to be between people and fish. And in this case, the Chinook salmon, which has been a mainstay. In Oregon, in Washington, they're still fishing, but very limited seasons out there. So,
well,
anyway, one member of the council voted against the proposed regulation, saying she was concerned the first weekend would overshoot the 7,000 fish quota. So, anyway.
Well, we have friends that we talked about this recently. We were someplace and they had, we were up in Cedarville, and the guy up there, where he opens up his ranch, for the squirrels to do the ground squirrels, had all of these abalone shells, and we got to talking about some friends of ours that, regularly, went a couple times a year, and we would get this, we would call it an abalone alert, and they would, say, okay, we got our quota, or, you know, we were successful, and.
You were able to have three.
Right, abalone. And they would come back the day of, hammer out whatever, and we would have these, great dinners. So, you know, this guy had a pile of stuff and talked about the era, the bygone era, because now that isn't happening, where you cannot even, abalone can't go abaloneing anymore. And I think
it's been closed for 5-6
right?
years now.
But I think a lot of that reason would have been because people took advantage. Yeah, some people say it's red tide, but you had poachers.
There were a number of poachers out there that they could see. They'd just be grabbing any abalone and putting them in the bags instead of doing it correctly. So that was one of the problems. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show, Linda, is
brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, best in the North State.
Jewelry. I like the way you say
jewelry.
That.
Jewelry. It's very hard. It's like drawers. You know, it's like the jewelry. Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. You can take, you know, like if you're worried about a stone being loose in the prong, or you're looking for a watch band, or you need to go in and get something fixed, or you have something that was from your mom, or you've been gifted an estate piece and you want to have it cleaned and looked at, evaluated even, they are the place to go. Again, on Hilltop Drive, and they're kind of kitty corner to C.R. Gibbs. And go in. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Bartender, get him free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. Wednesday, the 16th of April, 7:37 in the morning, about 55 degrees out there. It's going to be one of those beautiful days with a high near 78.
Hey, wait a minute. So where are we going in this segment?
I want to talk about this insidious plan that seems to be working magnificently at Costco.
Okay, we're going into Costco.
We're going all to right. Costco. Get armed. All right. Hey, have you, Linda and I, when we go through the checkout stand at Costco, if we can get out of there for less than $300, even though we just came in for some detergent, we high five, we dance, people are high fiving us out the door. And but
one time in 20 years we gotten out,
I think, one
or under two.
Yeah, it was, and it was. We only went in there to buy paper towels for the office. How does this happen? They talked about, they gave an example. This is Costco. She strolled into her local Costco with a shopping list and a sense of purpose because she had spent a lot of money there. So as she was walking down the aisle, there was a vendor there with a hot tub, and she pushed right past him. Pushed right past him. She's a 37-year-old nurse and a mother of three, giving the friendly salesman a wide berth. And then when she was in the checkout line, she looked over there, and soon her feet followed. Oh, God, I'm in trouble, Watson thought to herself. The hot tub was just so sparkly, shiny, and beautiful. Before she knew it, she is now the owner of a $23,000 five-seat luxury spa with a saltwater system. So far, by far, her priciest Costco splurge yet. Why is it if you go in there for the $1.50 hot dog or the $4 rotisserie chicken, you walk out with everything else. Well, this is kind of a game plan over at Costco. Some people talking about one guy went in to get a rotisserie chicken and the basket came out higher than a tractor trailer. Yesterday I bought a $300 apple pie because that's what happens. But it's so easy. Think of it as Costco's secret sauce, according to this article. The popular warehouse chain has perfected the art of the impulse buy.
Oh, yeah.
It reels you in with $1.50 hot dogs, which, by the way,
are very good.
Linda and I can go in, and Linda gets her
pizza.
I get the hot dog. We get out of there for like $4.50.
I prefer it crispy, but it doesn't come that way. Right. Now, I have never said, could you please give me the crispiest piece you can find? I've not asked that.
No. You could do that, man.
I suppose I could.
Okay. This lady went in to buy toilet paper and paper towels. How?
There we go.
That's where we go. And she says she has no regrets.
And
no.
Eggs.
She has no regrets because the kids are happy and it works right. They couldn't afford a swimming pool, but they could afford a $23,000 hot tub.
Are you sure it was a $23,000 or it's 23,000 gallons?
No, it's $23,000.
What?
Yes.
What does it do? No way.
Well, it bubbles. It's a saltwater, it's a saltwater system. It's big. It holds five people. The kids love it. She loves it.
Right.
Hey, you know what? That's the bottom line. Do you love it? Yes. Well, then it's okay. Costco knows how to entice shoppers. It drives traffic by offering essentials and boosts sales by tempting people with all kinds of interesting products, said this guy who's the managing director of Global Data Retail. However, the rule is that everything has to be of great value for money. Costco sells some very expensive items, but they will be cheaper than they are elsewhere. Customers know this, so they pounce on bargains. This is why Costco is selling gold.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, non-food sales are about 25% of the company's total revenue. They are also higher margin than food, so getting people in for food and tempting them to load their carts with other things is really important. What did we buy the other day we went in there? It was...
That's paper.
Oh, it's paper coming in.
And that's our wonderful... Yeah, we've had a great
staff. It was either paper or somebody was bringing
in
garbage.
Everybody's really pulling together. Christina has gone on to, another... a brand new media company that's starting out of Oregon and as well as in Texas. And so our staff has really pulled together and I just feel the love. I feel this great respect with our people and I just so much appreciate it. So I can't tell you, going back to Costco.
But here's the
other
thing.
I think we went in and we've gone in for glasses. We've gone in for our phone, which I'm not super in love with AT&T.
No, no.
We decided we were going to get rid of Verizon and go to AT&T. I'm not sure it was a great move. We saved $100.
Oh, we saved more than that.
But we're just challenged with the AT&T coverage.
It doesn't work in my office.
No.
Why doesn't it work in my office? I mean, it works as soon as you walk out of my office. It works.
Yeah,
anyway,
you should be able to receive a cell phone call.
Okay, let's go back.
That's why we went in there a couple times. Like recently. Recently for the glasses.
Yep.
That, and they were, why am I there? I'm going to go get a chicken pot pie. Oh, why were we there? We're going to get a chicken. Or why were we there? We're going to get eggs. Or I need some detergent, and that kind of thing.
But it adds on. Oh, well, let's get some more dog treats. what about this? Oh, wait a minute. Look at the great sale they're having on T-shirts.
Protein powder, protein drinks, that whole section is... Yeah,
okay.
Eye drops.
The $150 written down list of things magically doubles or even triples. It's just like some kind of spell gets cast on you after you swipe your membership card. We sometimes forget to buy the things that were on the list. People buy everything, furniture, groceries, tires. Anyway, some of them. Like they, we're going to get a new mattress. I think it's something in the air Costco probably puts in the ventilation.
Like in Vegas.
This lady said, it's hard to say no when the quality is high and she gets cash back through her Costco credit card.
It's impressive when you're in line and you see people that have three items.
They have
three items.
I don't see how they do it.
And they carry them back to the car.
Yes.
they're hand carrying them back to the car. I'm just like, you are disciplined.
The other thing they don't talk about is how you can graze in Costco. You can graze from one food location to another where these really nice ladies are handing out food. And, you know, so, I mean, you watch people, they come in there and they go, doesn't this taste good? And, you know, so far I've been able to fight that off. But, and, oh yeah, it does taste good. And they end up selling like, you know, like 5 dozen, you know, pot stickers. Anyway. Okay. So that's how Costco does it. And, oh, here's the other thing. They move things around in Costco.
Yes, they do.
So you go over to where it was before, and it's not there. So now you've got to shop through the whole store to find it. And when you're doing that, you just, oh, look at this. Blue jeans for $12. You know what? I bought 2 pairs of blue jeans, has to be 10 years ago, from Costco. I still have them. I am wearing one set
really?
Today. Yep.
You know, they have a great buy when you can get shorts and pants for $10 and $17. You know, you know, you have to admit, there are some really wonderful things you can get at Costco. I mean, detergent and paper towels, and that's the way to go. Anyway, we spent a lot of time on Costco.
This one lady said her husband decided a hot tub markdown from $3,700 to $3,000 was too good a deal to mess up. Anyway. And what was the other one? Because then they had, you know, they lost power in their water, and so they took the water out of the hot tub for flushing toilets. Okay. So that's your Costco. You know what? Has anybody, and please give us a phone call. Has anybody walked into Costco with a list and walked in and just stayed exactly on the list? Please give us a call. We'd love to see how you do it. You know what? We'll get you on the show, and you can give classes on how you can use a shopping list and go to Costco and not buy
anything. Oh, we are over time, and not only that, we're going to give 2 tickets if you call in.
Not right now.
No.
When we come back.
Yeah.
Because
but call in, we'll put you on the air, and we're going to give 2 tickets to Glowing Wild.
When we come back after this break. Okay.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Big Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the freezer, it's all
welcome back
right.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning. Hey, I want to apologize that our break's a little bit longer now because the show's totally sold out. And we have to, I'm sorry, but we have to increase the commercial break so we can stay on the air. How's that?
Well, so. You know, we just really appreciate our sponsors. Now, we did have a caller, and I'm not sure if that was clear. They're not on the line right now, but we ask you to call back, and we're going to give you those tickets. But why? Please go on the air and tell us what you do at Costco. That's the whole fun.
That would be nice.
Please.
If they go to Costco. So
yeah.
Whoever calls, 530-605-4567, first caller gets Glowing Wild tickets, but you got to tell us. Your experience
you
at Costco.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a kid there, and his mom was admonishing him as he was eating at every one of the little food things. And I said, ma'am, he's a boy. He's learning to be a man here. And grazing at Costco is something that men do. And she's looking at me, and her head's kind of starting to move sideways. She puts her arms around the kid and starts stepping back. And I said, no, it's just something that boys have to learn, and this is a good spot for them to learn is at Costco. And then she said thank you, and she quickly hurried the child away.
Now, I think that's so funny because little girls and people and adults love to go to taste things that
Everybody
are exciting
does.
And right. different and new. They could be little juices. They could be, and I have purchased things from that experience. And you know, they do also do that sometimes occasionally at Trader Joe's. And I have a bought, you know, they're showing you like a this jam with this bread or this kind of, and I'm like, ooh, I really like this. So I bought both and I have used it. So I really appreciate the fact that we get these samplings because we're trying stuff we wouldn't have tried. Let's go to the phones. We have Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Linda.
So you're calling for the Glowing Wild tickets, is that right?
Right.
And you're going to tell us your Costco experience.
Yeah, I went in there hungry, and I came out all stuffed from all everything that was in there, and I didn't get half the stuff that I was looking for because I got involved in the food.
Yes.
Yeah, they give out meat, cheeses, all types of things, you know, so. Okay.
Sausage, all that stuff.
Okay, Bill, you got the two tickets. Come on down here to 1326 Market Street and come pick them up, and you're going to have a wonderful time. It's really a wonderful exhibition down there.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. Hey, last night, the Redding City Council approved two new appointments to the Planning Commission. Mayor Munns, reintroduced one of the original nominees, Blake Nance. Now, I'm going to have Nance on the show. I had coffee with him because I had questions, too. I mean, he's only been here for a year, just because he was a former Marine doesn't give him a free ride. So we sat down and had coffee for an hour, and I think you're going to be interested in this gentleman and his experiences and how it could be good for the Planning Commission. So we'll have him on. And also the new nominee, Erin Ryan, who works for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. She's his district representative out here in Shasta County and a member of the Shasta County Republican Central Committee. And she is somebody that loves this area. And she is smart, very smart. She researches things, and she doesn't back off. So, it's, like I said, they've got a show. She and her husband have a show. We've had a show on our station for, gosh, since we opened, called We the People. It's on at noon on Sundays. And it's not local stuff. It's really not local stuff. It's national, regional. And they have great guests.
They do.
Guys calling in, talking about China. And they're China experts, tariffs, the whole thing. It's not your local politics. So, anyway, so they voted last night, and so Nance and Ryan are now the new planning commissioners. So there. And then we still don't know if they still haven't signed the lease yet for the rodeo grounds. But the Rodeo Association has the lease now. Their lawyer is looking over any changes or anything that the city put on. So it should be going back there soon, and that lease is going to be signed.
That's exciting.
We have a new home for 25 years.
And speaking of rodeos, tomorrow, we're very excited about the Red Bluff. We were there at the Red Bluff roundup area yesterday for the Think Pink, Tough Enough to Wear Think Pink fundraiser that they do, and that's put on by the Rotary there. And of course, I think 450 people. It was very well done. Sold out.
A lot of people.
Great afternoon.
No air conditioning in that place.
Odell's
our next door neighbors.
They
were
fantastic.
They had five. But how many tables they have going? Like 10 tables going.
But everybody got their food, which was amazing. They had two tables. Both sides were open. It was boom, boom, boom.
But there was like four sets of two tables that you could use both sides.
Yeah.
So that was like 16 lines that people just went through, and you got all the food you could eat. Tri-tip, chicken, what is that salad they make? What is that little green thing?
Broccoli and raisin.
Broccoli salad.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
So tomorrow we've got John Growney and the bullfighter Josh Derries and maybe another bullfighter. They're going to be coming into the show tomorrow, and I can't wait to hear about, John, of course, the infamous John Growney. And of course, I didn't see, but I wasn't looking yesterday, is that the big iron, beautiful or bronze,
statue.
Did you see it?
Yes. Red Bull. On the way out, I saw it.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's life size, and it's Red Bull with Lane Frost on his back. And it is beautiful.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh, it is absolutely beautiful. The other thing was that auctioneer, that we've seen him before.
Oh,
the kid's 15 years old,
man,
and he's self-taught, and his voice sounds like a 40-year-old that smoked. He's got that type of voice, but just a great auctioneer, and he's 15 years old. And like I said, I mean, we have some great auctioneers around here. Lidloff is one of
fantastic,
the best.
And a good friend.
And each one of them has their own, patter they do. So, anyway, okay, that's tomorrow. Oh, also, Jake Mangus is joining us to talk about what's going on over in his organization. And he'll come on at 7, and then our rodeo rodeo, Crowney, and the bullfighters start at 7:30 to go. And we're going to talk about Red Bluff Roundup and all the things that go along with it. And John Crowney's got easily 150 days of stories. So we'll try and, we'll try to hold him to just an hour here. Okay.
Also have tickets. I know so it's 7:59 and we're going to, you know, talk about this maybe in the next break, but we've got tickets that are just for the museum. And we love the Turtle Bay Museum. So after we get back from these messages, we're going to give a couple of those away too in our 8 o'clock hour.
We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Accusing Maine of violating the federal Title IX statute, the Justice Department is taking the state to court. Maine is targeted for refusing to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports.
This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety. I've met many of these women throughout the past weeks and months, and what they have been through is horrific.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, a presidential executive order, bars transgender athletes from girls and women's sports. Federal judge ordering sworn testimony by Trump officials regarding efforts to return an illegal alien mistakenly deported to his native El Salvador.
In a Tuesday hearing, the Maryland judge said Trump officials defied a Supreme Court order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The U.S. and Salvadoran governments each said they were unable to bring back the man, but the judge dismissed those statements as two very misguided ships passing in the night. The Trump administration claims Abrego Garcia is in the MS-13 gang, but his attorneys deny the allegations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Discouraging news for veteran Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer in a new survey. It comes amid speculation he could face a primary challenge.
More than half of respondents to a new Marist poll of New Yorkers say it's time for Schumer to give up the role of Senate Minority Leader and pass the torch to somebody new. 45% said the 74-year-old Schumer should remain in the position. Among Democrats, about half say Schumer should remain in his current role. 48% say it's time for him to pass the torch. Schumer has faced growing criticism from within his own party for not doing more to oppose President Trump and the GOP majority. Bob Hagner reporting.
Wall Street in the red this hour. The Dow is down 104 points. The Nasdaq off 306 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 819382.
As Sudan marks 2 years of civil war, atrocities and famine are mounting in what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
Sudan's grievous war is driven by the deep enmity between the two generals and their forces, but is also fueled by the rivalries of their backers, all of whom deny taking sides. Even peace efforts have been undermined by outside actors. So many countries and organizations have launched their own mediation, allowing rival generals to play them off each other. It's called forum shopping, choosing the peace talks which best suit a campaign to keep fighting for complete control of a ruined land.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. Israel's defense minister says the troops will remain in so-called security zones in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, and Syria for an indefinite period of time. News and analysis at townhall.com. The 46th president returns to the podium to criticize his successor.
Not surprisingly, former President Joe Biden pines for the good old days.
This new administration has made so much, done so much damage and so much destruction.
On a day designated by Democrats as Social Security Day of Action, Mr. Biden mischaracterized the Trump administration's exposure of fraud within the program.
They've taken the hatchet to the Social Security Administration.
Prior to the speech, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt disputed Democrat attacks.
President Trump is absolutely certain about protecting Social Security benefits for law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens and seniors who have paid into this program.
George Williams, Washington.
Tens of thousands of Spotify users finding themselves high and dry this morning, unable to access the popular music and audio streamer. Company says it's working on the problem. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio in downtown Reading. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that's where our archives are for all of our shows, all of our local shows, not the national shows. Today, the 16th of April, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Yep, National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Today.
Ben, before we go, you were attended the luncheon yesterday. We have the Asphalt Cowboys. And one of the things that we've understood in media, which is great, is that the Cowboys, the Reading Cowboys Association, will do it. Those are the guys in the red shirts. They'll do a luncheon way before the rodeo and talk about, you know, what's happening and who's doing what and the media and the plans. And then the Asphalt Cowboys, who do all of the events leading up to the rodeo as well as the pancake breakfast. And you attended yesterday.
Yes, me, Sue, David, and Lisa were all there.
And what'd you learn?
Just all the events that are happening, that are coming up for the Reading Rodeo.
Right.
Kids parade and all that good stuff.
Yeah, they do a lot of...
Shootout, the bank robbery.
Yeah, they do a lot of work, don't they?
Yeah, they put in a lot of work.
It's intense. And a lot of those cowboys, we have to, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys, we have to thank because they actually, I don't know if they sleep the entire Friday where they do the pancake breakfast because not only are they there the night before, setting the whole downtown area up and making, I don't know how many tons of pancake batter.
Yeah, they said they start about 1 a.m. making the batter.
Right. And many of them take their motorhomes and they're all just like, they're there for the whole week doing rodeo stuff. So anyway, hats off.
In association with the Reading Rodeo Association, yeah.
Right.
It's a good partnership.
We're hand in hand. All right, today, sunny with a high near 78. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 54. As we look through the weekend coming up, Thursday, 79. Clear skies through the entire weekend. Bumping up to 90, to 81 on Sunday, Easter. Sunday, by the way, for those of you who want to go out and, you know, do the Easter egg hunt or do a sunrise service at church or whatever you're going to do, it'll be a beautiful sunny day on Easter Sunday. And the night before that, day before that, Saturday, 79, overnight lows of 54. So we have this beautiful forecast on this Easter week ahead of us. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Did you used to go, Carl, as we're talking about Easter, and you think about, like, a tradition you maybe had with your family growing up before you left home, that would have been an Easter week, or did you usually kids were out of school. Did you do something during that time?
Well, we have photos from back in the 50s of my sister and I dressed in our Easter finery, and it was my parents getting ready to go to church. And there would always be Easter egg hunts. And I remember us doing the, you know, making the Easter eggs and, you know, coloring the Easter eggs.
Right.
Of course, you could buy eggs back then for 50 cents a dozen or something back then. But, hey, that was a long time ago. And then Mom or Dad would hide the eggs that morning. And we go out with our little baskets and try and find the eggs. So, yeah, I guess that was a tradition. And then Mom would have Easter dinner.
Right.
It's usually ham.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
It's a tradition.
My sister, who remembers everything, will tell me if I'm right or wrong. But I think that's pretty good because I have photos of it.
Well, I was just talking to my sister-in-law yesterday on the, you know, on the phone in the car, you know, hands-free. on the way down to the Red Bluff Roundup when we did the Tough Enough to Wear Pink luncheon. And she and I were catching up because they're going to be doing Easter. We're not going to be able to make it down there this weekend. However, we talked about tradition, and I had said to her that, you know, the tradition for my family was very much, it was like Christmas. My mom would always get us some kind of special Christmas Easter present. And the same thing, we would eat in the dining room, you know, because we were the TV tray kids. But we would eat in the dining room. We would dress up, and we'd have an Easter, like a you know, go to church and do kind of a sacred Easter dinner moment, just like you would at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. So Easter was a special time. And, yes, my dad would hide the eggs. And, of course, my dad would hide them in the pool, up in the tree, under a rock. It was very difficult to find him. But I did that up until I was probably 18.
Well, we had an Easter party and invited friends over, and I hid eggs.
You and I?
We hid eggs out there for all these elderly people to go out. All these older people to go out and get them. And I thought we had done well. And then it's like a week later, I noticed this kind of a odor. And somebody had missed one of the eggs. So...
anyway. I think the gardener was still finding them a year later.
He might have been finding them a year later. Now they say what you do is get the plastic eggs.
I know.
You know,
right.
It's just, one, it saves you a lot of money. And two, you know, if you don't find them, no, you just don't find them, and they're good for the next year.
Right.
Hey, the chef. I'm sorry.
Well, I wanted to talk about, because, you know, sometimes we move forward and we don't stop to think about those people that are rebuilding their lives. And, you know, it wasn't too long ago that the Palisades and the Malibu fires were just horrific. And so in the headlines today, it says Palisades, Malibu residents sue L.A. over fire and the empty reservoir. A group of residents, are suing Los Angeles and specifically the L.A. Department of Water and Power for negligence in the recent wildfires that destroyed their homes. The residents say it caused their homes to be lost in a fire that could have been mitigated if hydrants had not lost water pressure and if city authorities had prepared properly in advance of a known fire risk.
Well, there was so much... there's so much blame to be passed around in that fire, starting from the mayor who was in Africa when she was told that there was a fire going, to the, you know, of course, scapegoats were made, like the fire chief of L.A. was fired. The fire chief was fired. Even though that she had sent numerous emails and notifications that they didn't have enough people or equipment in case there was an emergency like this. And so instead of getting rid of the person who's supposed to make sure all that happens, the mayor, they fired the fire chief. In this case, she probably part of the reason, and some of their policies down there were kind of strange. She was warning them, if we have a catastrophe, or, you know, if we have a bad fire, this is going to turn into something horrible, and it did. Good news. You know, and so many, you know, I'm reading so many headlines, national, local, and all this. Oh, Trump, these cuts could happen. You know, all these things could, might, not should, but, or will, or has, but might impact. on us, and without it happening, VA services in danger, veterans not going to get health care. But there's been no instances of any of this happening or anything like that. It's just could, might, you know, this is their, you know, their way of leaning the story. Well, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors sent a letter expressing concerns to the Trump administration about wildfire risk, urging action as federal funding for wildfire protection programs had been paused, not cut, just paused, while they were getting their arms around just where's all this money going to. Well, the funding, which is crucial for the Community Wildfire Protection Plan and the California Wildfire Mitigation Program, has now been reinstated. No pause, nothing, because they're all in their planning stages now. So now the money's there. But what I'm saying is that all of these headlines, oh gosh, we're going to lose all this money to the students. Has it happened? No. Could it happen? Well, it might happen. Well, but it hasn't. Oh, the Department of Education's going away. All the money's going to stop. No. What it means is that money's going to flow down to the states. Now, once the money flows to the states, if you have a problem with your school funding, look at your own state. How many billions of dollars are in that middleman for the Department of Education, which, by the way, was started by President Jimmy Carter as a favor to the National Education Association, the teachers union, and back when he was president, one of the less capable presidents we've had, Jimmy Carter, only to be outgunned in the well. Okay, I'm not going to pick on a man that's obviously has aged out of his job, Biden, and all the things that's happened there. Everybody knows. The only question, I guess, and they're trying to answer that is who signed or made decisions in the Biden White House? I mean, there are things that have been done. Now you're starting to see things about how the inner circle protected him. Mm-hmm. And then who was making those decisions? That's kind of interesting. You know, Dr. Jill, Joe's wife, seems to be playing a big part in this. So anyway, but one of the things the Biden – oh, and we're going to talk about this as soon as we get back. One of the things the Biden administration did was kind of really helpful to consumers. And it's just been stopped, not by Trump. 8:16 in the morning. We're going to talk about that when we get back. 8:16 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Oh, yeah.
All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And we're just talking about fires. California Fair Plan's being sued by a lot of people for not covering things. And for a lot of people, the California Fair Plan is their insurer of last resort. But if you need insurance, and if you've got questions, you go to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, she started this company back in 1993, and she is truly an expert on everything that's going on in the insurance world. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, what about your retirement plans, your 401ks? Because the stock market's going a little bit wacko, too, as we speak. Free review and evaluation. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two different divisions under one roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with the Poker Walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks?
I really think that if you were going to go to wear your pajamas to work today, it would have been a great day to wear the moose. Moose PJs. And just kind of, yeah, and just press the little button. It has that, you know.
Oh,
that,
it's a camel.
Plays that
it's,
commercial.
It's a camel.
Camel, sorry. Well, you can have moose, too. Moose
they,
track.
They look alike.
Yeah. Well, they kind of do. One's got a hump and the other one's got no hump. Or does he have a hump? I don't know.
Mooses don't have
hump.
And why is it mooses and it's not gooses?
I don't.
It's geese. Be called
we
meat.
Had this whole thing up.
We've already discussed
it. It was
this.
Great. Where's Lou White when you need him?
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it over 25 years. He is truly the windshield whisperer when it comes to fixing windshields.
He was a camel?
Who?
Mike.
It was a camel.
Why did I think he was a moose?
He was hump day. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Worst can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield.
It's dangerous.
Nobody is going to fix your windshield better than Jeff Worst. The locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Windshield, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Now, do you wish that we had an outside
when you
picture kitchen?
No, but when you picture that, do you picture a moose saying that?
I did.
Okay.
And then I realized, okay, so I'm going to look at the, I don't know, for some reason I kept thinking they had horns and stuff. Anyway, or you know, like a rack. Do you wish, because we did Taco Tuesday at our house last night, and do you wish we had an outside kitchen? Because even though I have those covers.
The cleanup of the kitchen.
The cleanup is like.
Because Linda cooks, I'll clean. And when she says I'm doing tacos, I just sit down because I know what it's going to look like afterwards. Because there's lettuce, tomato, cheese, salsa. I mean, there, you know, it's grease that's an inch thick on the stove.
I use two pans.
I know. And
three
I'm,
pans,
I am,
actually, because
well, I have
beans.
I am banning you
it
from using
delicious.
my mother's pan. Because I don't think it'll ever be the same after last night.
Why?
One of the few things I have from my mother, a cast iron skillet. And yet, Linda will find a way.
You cannot ruin it.
You know what? Au contraire.
Lou White had told us that how you get the... Well, in fact, if somebody,
I know how
has,
to do it.
Somebody has a rusted... this is a great... If you've got a burning fire, like an outside... Let's say you're burning something. You stick that pan in that fire, and it will come back.
Yeah, it'll take all the rust off.
Yep.
But then you have to season it again with, you know, hours of oiling, depending on what kind of...
It's supposed to come back in. The natural seasoning is supposed to come back in.
No. No, it doesn't. That doesn't happen.
Look it up.
What?
Look it up. I'm just telling you. I don't know. I would love our listeners. This is not an argument. We're just, I have a tendency that there are ways to get that back. So you should never just like forget it. The rest and get rid of them.
Here's what happened.
We have several of them, by the way.
You have to season the cast iron after you put it in the fire.
Yes.
And the way you season it is by using oil. That's why we put that layer of oil on it after we, you know, clean it up. And then you put it in an oven and it seasons like this. Yeah, this is the sheriff's department just rolled in. We're going to have them on at the halfway mark. Sheriff Johnson's at a big annual sheriff's conference and all that. So we'll be, having one of his captains in. Last thing before we take the break. Governor Newsom signed legislation Monday to close a $2.8 billion budget gap in the state's Medicaid services and ensure coverage through June. Okay, June. For 15 million people, including illegals, who receive health care via the program. And this is part of the state's solution to solve the $6.2 billion hole in the state's Medicaid budget when they opened it up to 27,000 or more people here and living in the state illegally. Up till they had made that announcement, they couldn't get into Medicaid. So now we have a huge budget problem there with that. They launched an ambitious coverage expansion to provide free health care to all low-income adults, regardless of their immigration status. The expansion is costing far more than the state projected and could force the Democratic governor and Democratic lawmakers to reevaluate future coverage for millions of people. Well, the first ones you want to kind of cut off is people that are here illegally. I mean, California citizens are on Medicaid, and there's a lot of people on Medi-Cal, Medicaid, and in this state. Partnership health plan. It's got like 40% of the Shasta County residents are on that, at least 40%. So, Did expanding coverage to adult immigrants cause the gap? Their first extended health care benefits to low-income children without legal status in 2015, and then later added benefits for young adults and people over 50. And then the program was expanded again last year to cover everybody. It was the cost of the recent expansion is $2.7 billion more than the state budgeted because California experts underestimated the number of people who would sign up for services. Excuse me, free medical care? And you know, how many people here undocumented illegally are here in the state? There's tens of thousands. I'm surprised it was only 27,000 people showed up. It's probably a lot more. Last year, the state projected about 700,000 state residents who are living in the U.S. illegally would gain full health coverage to access preventative care and other treatment. 700,000. Think about that. And no wonder you don't have enough money. And again, our tax money. In between our tax money going to the train to nowhere and things like this, you know, and then why we have a deficit of $26 billion, well, this could be one of the reasons. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Sheriff's Office is going to join us. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. The only place I've gone to get a haircut since I moved here in 07. Great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I make a phone call to 530-244-9478. Set up an appointment. Go down. Get a great haircut. And like I said, it's a barbershop. And then I'm ready for the next stage of my life. At Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with the Sheriff's Office.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. Broadcasting from the studio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino in downtown Reading. Good morning, 8:36 on the 16th of April. 55, 56 degrees out there. It's going to be beautiful today, 75 degrees and sunny. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. How many times, you know, you're not feeling well. It's not life-threatening, but you just don't feel well, and you end up in the emergency room, and you end up waiting 4, 5, 6 hours. Shasta Regional has a new program. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your own home. You can set up a time, and they've got all types of times available. You just go to ShastaRegional.com, and it's on the front page, and it's called Get Care Now, and you go in and you sign up. They're going to ask you a few questions to make sure it isn't life-threatening, and then get a phone number from you so they can call you and all those things. And it's a good program, and it's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with Captain Chris Edwards. And he is head of the Major Crimes Unit for Shasta County Sheriffs. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Now, this is the first time you've been on our show.
Yes, sir.
Yep, just talk into that. There you go. And the so tell us a little bit about you. You, well, I know that you were born in Orange County, but you're like, as you said, the salmon that went north.
Captain Edwards, I want to hear about you.
I think most have. So, yes, I was born in Orange County, and then my parents moved up north when I was about one, and we've been here ever since. So Reading's grown over the time that I've been here, but it's still a great community, and nice to – the weather's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always hot, and we all know that. Lived here for a number of years, but great area.
So we really appreciate you coming on, because it's always nice that, you know, we get to meet and hear for our listeners to actually hear some of our first responders and who they are and what they're about. And, And so what is it that you, like a daily, what is it like in the life of you?
Well, you're in charge of the major crimes unit, yeah. First of all. So.
Yes, and I'm also an administrator, so I'm not doing the boots on the ground as much anymore as I used to as a detective, but overseeing, you know, the rest do it. The job that I used to do and the job that I love is a great spot to be in. My hat's off to every law enforcement out there doing the job and making the community better and safer.
Well, I think that you get a lot of support in Redding and Shasta County.
Great support. Yeah, there's really not a place I'm not at where somebody's thanking you, and that's
fantastic.
That's different than other parts of the state.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's probably one of the recruiting tools you can use too. Is that, hey, people wave at you with all their fingers.
Yeah.
Up here. Yep. So what is major crimes? What falls under the major crimes unit?
So the major crimes unit is under the investigations division of the sheriff's office, and we have detectives that are working your homicide, your sexual assault cases, some higher level property crimes. And then, you know, this other duties is assigned that we call it. So cases that need to be investigated, you know, that's just going to take some time. Our patrol deputies do great work. They go out and they do that. But they also have a call pending for them when they get done with the one they're working on. And so some of those cases are just dynamic and have to be investigated, you know, a little bit different. And that's where we come in.
I just saw Redding, and I'm not asking you for statistics, but we had 9 murders last year in Redding, up from 2 the year before. And this is kind of, I don't know, it's not every year it gets to be more, but it's kind of in a weird cycle.
Yeah.
And so my question usually is that it seems just anecdotal, maybe. But it's getting more violent out there.
Yeah.
Are you all noticing that?
I see it every year, kind of. It's never the same, obviously.
It's never the same.
Right. So some years, you know, one year we had 10 or 11, 12. That's about one a month.
Yeah.
But then the next year you might have 6, you know, 6 or 7. So it's, you know, those cases sometimes are very, very complex and they take a while. And some cases we just don't get to solve, or we're always, you know, we're still working them.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the ones that we work, you know, are pretty much, you know, investigated that night, but then the paperwork comes. But yes, they're very they work tirelessly on these cases, and they take time. It's not just going out, you know, saw who did it and make the arrest and you're done with it. It's a lot of work.
And your patrol, though, I mean, when I talk about it, is there more violence? You know, again, I can't point at any statistic, mm-hmm. but yet it just seems like it, that, you know, it seems like people are fighting the deputies and fighting the policemen more. You know, you're seeing a 16-year-old kid shoot somebody. I mean,
yeah.
It just, you know, it, since I've lived here, and it's only been, 17 years for me, or 18 years, it just seems like over the years,
yeah.
It's just gotten.
Yeah, I think a lot of it goes to their people's upbringing,
yeah.
Their mental health conditions, substance abuse, all that comes to play, and so everyone's got their own story.
Now, when you're solving, your detectives go out. They've got the place taped off and all that, and then now the real work starts. And
yes.
Does it become minutia a lot of times, or is there something? I mean, you read and you watch stuff on TV, of course, which isn't true. But you know, the having to grind through all that to solve a case.
Yeah,
it takes a certain kind of person.
It does,
doesn't it?
And that's the best part of my spot, is I get to look down at and look at, out, I should say, and see the great work that everybody's doing, and they continue to do the job and come back and pick up where they left off the night before. I mean, everybody needs the rest, but it's cool to watch, and it's everywhere. But yes, when we get there and the scene shut down, there's a lot of work ahead of us. It's interviewing people, getting people back for interviews. Some interviews we do on the scene or out at the scene. That doesn't, you know, that's not talking about the crime scene investigation, which is also part of major crimes. It does all that crime scene work, and that's a lot of work.
Is that the CSI brand?
No contamination.
Yes, and that's
stay
very
away.
Very
do not,
involved.
Do not yeah. contaminate my site.
Yep, and great work's being done there. So it's yeah, a lot of work, and then it all gets documented on paper,
uh-huh.
And so it's not just go out and do it and then you're done. I mean, you have. All that has to be packaged, evidenced, mm-hmm. sent out to labs for testing, and then documented.
Do you ever know that, okay, the case is officially unsolved, but you all know who did it? You just can't.
Oh, yes, we have several of those.
You just can't prove it.
Yes.
You haven't gotten that one piece of evidence.
Well,
that must be frustrating.
Bizarre. Yep. We have several of those, and you're waiting for that one extra piece to come in that somebody held on to for a number of years and decided today's the day I'm going to call, and we're,
yeah.
You know, you never know when that happens, but it has happened.
Okay. Only because she's been in the news lately, Shirley Papini. Mm. Was there a general consensus in the sheriff's office that she's done it herself? Would you say?
I wouldn't say right away, but yeah.
I mean,
yeah, there was a few that had a. I think we're tracking that from earlier.
Yeah, a real doubt that she had been taken, and it was probably.
Well,
she had
us all on. All of us were on edge.
Well,
you know, I mean, people were searching. People were putting up posters. Think about the damage.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday's news,
yeah,
but there's still
but
people reeling from
but
it.
But she's back again. You know, they did that documentary,
yeah.
And then she's back in court wanting to get, you know, visitation rights for her kids. And, I mean, this thing's been going on for
years. What her family
years.
Went through.
And I was in the unit as a detective at the time, and it took a lot of time from not just me, but from everybody else that we were there on our weekends doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's time I'll never get back, or the detectives that I worked with never get
or
back.
Or it could have been on other cases that needed that work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Captain Chris Edwards, who heads up the Major Crimes Unit over at the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And
it's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. If you look outside, absolutely going to be gorgeous today. We're going to around 78, clear skies. Well, there might be a little partly cloudy, but anyway. So 54 tonight. Tomorrow is 79. We've got a great show. Tune in tomorrow. We've got a bunch of the Red Bluff Roundup stars. Overnight lows tomorrow night, 52. And as we progress on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're in the 79s. And Sunday's going to be on Easter, 81 degrees. Fabulous forecast ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we are here with our final segment with our Chris Edwards, our captain of the Sheriff's Department for 47 years. We so appreciate you being here. We are talking, we've talked about a lot of things, but let's talk about AB 109 and investigations. Throw it to you.
Yeah, so Investigations Division has the Major Crimes Unit, which we talked about earlier. But we also have the crime lab, which I talked a little bit about, crime scene, and then property and evidence. You know, all the property that comes through the sheriff's office has to be dealt with, and there's you know, people that are just coming getting safekeeping items back or found property items. So a lot of work goes into that, and the staff's doing great there. And then we have our drug task force, or Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force, which is multi-agency. So we have several agencies that work into that. That's also under us. And then we have our AB 109 compliance team, which, you know, goes out and checks some probationers and people on PRCS with our probation department. So they really, they do a lot of work there.
I see less and less ankle bracelets.
I think they're still there. Maybe people are so used to it that they just don't.
Yeah, we become numb to it? Because at one point it was like.
It's jewelry.
One in five. It felt like one in five people had ankle bracelets on.
It's called jewelry in the North State.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you see people in really nice dresses, and if you did. I saw a photo the other day. Really nice dress. They were going someplace, you look down, and there's the ankle bracelet, and I thought. Well, now an ankle bracelet means. I thought it meant that.
Probation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tracked. They just track
you. Just track you, but you're not.
And there's also a crime when you take it off and don't charge it, and cut it off, and throw it in trash. And there's a lot of trying.
I thought it was so you were restricted to your house and place of work.
It's all conditions off what the court says.
So I guess if you're going to prom that night or going to a big, I guess you can get permission to do that.
Yep.
I just found it really. wow, look at that. He's got an ankle bracelet on. And I see him in the stores every so often.
But there's always the law enforcement that monitors that. So whatever the terms are, you know, everybody's got a little bit different terms. And then there's somebody to make sure that person's doing the right thing and doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, we do know that there's a lot of investigations that are going, you know, that you can't even talk about. But, you know, the case of missing people, we talked about that a little bit at the break, and all of the manpower that goes into daily working on tips and how important it is for, and this is why I think it's important we have you on with listeners. Mm-hmm. It could be simple as, oh, yes, that day I saw this person and they were talking to a blah, blah, blah in a pickup or whatever truck or car it was with a blah, blah, blah. It could be that simple.
Yes. So we get a lot of help, and you'll see, like yesterday we put one out to the public's help for locating somebody that we're looking for. And those are the eyes and ears of the county that we can't be everywhere at one time. So there's a lot that goes into that. But, you know, we also ask that, you know, if we're looking for somebody, you know, if you have that information that obviously you give it to us, you can remain anonymous all you want. But, you know, if we're looking for somebody that's got blonde hair and they're 5'10", just because you saw somebody that's 5'10", you know, there's a lot of those people out there. So there's a lot of, you know, tips that aren't really accurate.
Oh, yeah, you probably get a lot of garbage in. Yeah.
And we're following up on everyone, mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to. But
well, how many people in your major crimes unit?
So right now there's 6 working detectives, but we're adding 2 more next month, so that's going to get us to 8, which is really good.
How's the strength of the – it seems like every time I turn around, y'all are adding another couple people to the sheriff's department.
Yeah, and I'm not really in that part as the hiring, you know, and the numbers, but as far as in my area, it's never – you can always add more. If we have the bodies to pull from, and those, you know, patrols really are where we start. Everybody has, you know, we have to fill that. And then if we have the positions available where we can put them to other assignments, then we do that as well. But it's never the same.
Are your 2 new additions, are they within the company or did they move here?
They're within.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay. Do y'all ever, I read where this, police department someplace back east was letting non-law enforcement individuals help in cases. Yeah, I'm not sure how they were doing it, if they were just doing paperwork or that kind of stuff to assist, you know, because your paperwork is mountains of paperwork. So
yeah, and I don't know the details of what they're working on, but that would make sense. You could have non-sworn staff work, you know,
take the pressure off that.
Certain things, but there's obviously things that you know, 830.1 and the penal code talks about peace officers can do this, but other people can help out with things, so that would make sense.
If you just, you know, I know y'all have volunteers and you got a strong volunteer groups and you're, you know, search and rescue and all these, you know, other things.
We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
It's that important.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. We've only got a couple minutes left and we're with Captain Chris Edwards from the Major Crimes Unit, but the volunteers helping out.
Volunteers are huge. I did part of that as when I was a deputy, as far as search and rescue, and my hat's off to the work that they do on their own time. And whenever there's a search, they're there to help, and they go through trainings. They're all disciplined in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they do tremendous work. And like I said earlier, we have such a big scope of people that help out that make the agency run, and that's a big component to it. And they do great work, and it's awesome to see.
Well, Shasta County is bigger than some states.
Yes, just geographically, we have high mountains, and we have, you know, the oak country down in Redding. But yeah, very very big.
Well, what do you tell people that? I know y'all get, you know, a lot of times people will do a crossover from one agency, you know, to another, to say yours. What would you say is one of the biggest draws for people wanting to come to the Shasta County Sheriff's Office?
There's a lot of different things you can do. So what I mean by that is you can come in lateral from another agency, start at patrol, but then there's a lot of different parts to that. Our sheriff's office that you can get into, search and rescue, officer emergency services, investigations.
River, lake patrols.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's a lot of different jobs that that I haven't done, but I wish I could have. But there's so many to do.
Yeah. You're not aging out yet. You're still young.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Chris, thanks so much for being here. In fact, I know somebody that's just gone to work with you. He's retired RPD guy. He's going to be working out on the lake, but he's going through a month-long course.
Yeah, there's a boating class that they have to take, he'll get through it, I'm sure, and he'll be out there on the great waters of Shasta Lake.
And I said,
and a full Shasta Lake.
The full Shasta Lake.
Yeah, I believe when I checked it today, it was about 7 feet. So
man.
That's really good.
Wow. So you like it around here?
I do.
Obviously.
Yep.
Good.
A little hot in the summer, but,
Yeah, it's a little hot someplace everywhere.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks so much.
Thanks for joining
Captain
us.
Edwards.
Thanks for having me.
You're a man of obviously of flexibility, as we know, and that's just between all of us here. Tomorrow, Red Bluff Roundup is starting Friday, but tomorrow we got like an hour and a half of rodeo. Red Bluff Roundup. John Growney, bullfighters are all going to be here at 7 o'clock. We've got Jake Mangus coming in to talk about, his programs there at Dignity North and the things that they are doing. So it's going to be a busy morning tomorrow. Then Friday, we're going to have House of Realty here and catch up on everything in real estate.
Wow.
On what's happening here in the North State.
That's great.
So, everybody, hey, thanks so much for joining us today. It is going to be a beautiful day going up to like 75. It's going to be just sunny here at least till next Wednesday and not real hot temperatures. So, have a great day. Tune in tomorrow, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.